Lawmakers in the House have rallied behind President Bush and passed a patient's bill of rights that the president has said he will sign. The vote was 226 to 203. The House joins the Senate in passing a measure this year to give consumers new rights to obtain medical care. But the measures are very different, and a quick resolution of the disagreements appears unlikely. NPR's Julie Rofner reports.
At one level, the day-long debate over a patient's rights bill was about the usual aspects of the measure, such as whether patients should be guaranteed rights to see specialists or to get care in the nearest emergency room. Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown sounded a theme familiar throughout the day.
The key to addressing the problems so many of our constituents face when dealing with their insurer is to hold HMOs accountable for their actions.
But the debate was also a referendum on Georgia Republican Charlie Norwood, the retired dentist whose name has become synonymous with the patient's rights issue. 2 years ago, Norwood broke with GOP leaders and helped pass a bill that included broad new rights for patients to sue their health plans. But on Wednesday, Norwood struck a deal with President Bush to scale back the right to sue in his bill and to impose caps on damage awards. Even though his forces appeared to have the votes to prevail, Norwood said he made the deal for a good reason.
I argued long and hard with almost every friend I have against putting caps in a bill for 4 years because we had a president who said he would veto a patient's protections bill with caps. Now we have a president who says he will veto a bill without caps. This compromise is a simple recognition of political reality.
Norwood's former allies, including California Democrat Pete Stark, were outraged.
I'm sorry that Dr. Norwood sold out for a brief display in the Rose Garden.
And they weren't just mad because Norwood didn't include them in the final negotiations. They insisted that the deal Norwood struck with the president is a bad one for patients. Rob Andrews is a Democrat from New Jersey.
It's a cynical, deceitful house of mirrors that holds out the false promise to the American people. They're going to be able to hold HMOs accountable for their wrongdoing when they're not.
In the topsy-turvy world of the House this week, Republicans who'd been Norwood's harshest critics, such as Texas Republican Joe Barton, suddenly rushed to the podium to defend his honor.
The day Charlie Norwood sells out is the day in God We Trust that's on the facade behind us falls off that facade. So I'm with Congressman Norwood, and I'm going to vote for this bill. And I say, God bless you, Congressman Norwood. You're a good man.
But now Norwood finds himself at odds with his former allies in the Senate, who he'll need to get a bill to the president's desk. Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy said he is disappointed as much with President Bush as with Norwood. Kennedy said that the way legislation should work is how they're proceeding in negotiations on an education bill.
It doesn't work. With a president signing an agreement or with one individual of his own party and expecting to jam the House of Representatives. I mean, that is not the way to get the protections that are out there.
The situation is now the mirror image of 2 years ago when it was the House and President Clinton who wanted the broader bill and the Senate the narrower one. That bill died in conference when the Senate refused to budge. And some are already predicting that could be the same fate this time around. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.